The 2023 Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit has been a boon for San Francisco, drawing government officials and business leaders, journalists, and Palestinian rights protesters who shut down the Bay Bridge. President Joe Biden says it was a natural place to gather for the week-long APEC summit.
I've said for a long time, the United States is a Pacific power.
He spoke at Thursday's APEC CEO summit, where he emphasized the event's importance not only for the U.S. and nations in the Pacific region, but beyond.
Today, 21 APEC economies make up more than 60% of the global GDP. We're almost half the global trade. The Asia-Pacific is projected to be the largest contributor to global growth over the next 30 years. So, the vision we pursue for the economic future of our region will rebound far beyond the Asia-Pacific. The choices we make are going to matter, it's not hyperbole to suggest, for the entire world.
He says the United States and the Pacific region are deeply entwined with each other, noting that more than 60% of U.S. exports go to APEC economies. He told the gathering of business leaders that we each have a role to play in shaping the world's future, repeating his favorite message that the world is at an inflection point.
So today, I challenge all of us to measure our successes not based on the bottom line of our balance sheets, but for the lives we lift up through investment, the potential we unleash with our innovation, and the ability to continue to talk with one another. Let's build a global economy where everyone has a chance to succeed and workers have a fair shot, a fair share of the value they create.
Biden spoke about progress in the U.S., such as the lowest inflation rate of any advanced economy in the world, while acknowledging that there is what he calls a disconnect between the numbers and how people feel about their place in the world. He also talked up new initiatives on technologies and work with regional bodies like Pacific Islands Forum, and he says there's more to come as we meet the challenges of a new era.
There are many challenges. We're going to see more changes in the next 10 years than we've seen in the last 50 years.
He says the world is a fundamentally different place from what it was at the first APEC leaders meeting 30 years ago, and the work is not done.
The questions we must answer today are not about how much we trade, but about how we build resilience, lift up working people, reduce carbon emissions, and set up our economies to succeed over the long run. How to deliver growth from the bottom up and the middle out, so no one gets left behind.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.